So we'll start with a story. This is from the ghetto in Kovna. It says, as a child, a student Tiferes Bachurim, I can bear witness that every day we felt like this was the last day of our lives. We would walk for hours to our work, the forced labor, and go over the questions again and again. Once after I finished the class in Tiferes Bachurim, I went out with a friend of mine to the house of the Shub family. As we were walking and studying together, my friend stopped and said, Rabbanu Shel Olam, I have not the audacity to request life from you. All around me thousands are being killed and murdered. So how can I ask for life? But not to be in yeshiva, that I'm not willing to forgo. Rabbanu Shel Olam, I want to learn your Torah. And then we both cried. I will never forget that. These were the children of the ghetto who learned Torah. My holy friend died in a Malina when the ghetto was being liquidated. There's a stira. We finished off the kinos today with a stira, with a contradiction. It says, Elitzion v'orea, k'mo isha v'tzirea, v'chibsulach agurasak, albal nu'rea. There are two different types of crying here. There's a crying of isha v'tzirea, of a woman in her pangs of birth, and there's a crying of k'ibsulach agurasak, albal nu'rea, of a young woman who has lost her husband. That's Tisha B'Av. It's an apparent end, but it's also a beginning. There's a small piece of Gehenna in Poland called Majdanek. And there in Majdanek is a collection of ashes. A mausoleum that holds ashes of hundreds of thousands of Yidden. And we ask ourselves a question. We know that Rabbi Shalom keeps the Torah. Chazal say it, Rishonim say it. They even ask it as questions sometimes in Chumash. Rabbi Shalom keeps the Torah. A Yid doesn't burn his body. When someone is nifter, we don't cremate our niftarim. We don't cremate the dead. We don't cremate the dead. Why? Because ashes are not a bar gibul. Ashes are not something that can be formed again, molded together. They always remain separate. Ashes are an end. And so, we never burn. We always bury. We bury them in the ground. We bury the nishtarim in the ground. That's zriya, planting. When a person is buried, he's buried along not just his guf, but with all the good deeds, with all the Torah of the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that he did in his lifetime. And that's placed in the ground, and it's a statement of emuna. V'aya emuna sitecha emuna zu seder zroyim. We bury ourselves, we bury our niftarim, we bury a yid with a sense of emuna. This is zriya. He'll come back. He'll come back bigger, better, greater, more perfect. So doesn't Rabbi Shalom keep his Torah? Why would he burn his children? And the teretz is because there's a difference were we to burn our dead, it'd be a statement of lack of faith. It'd be a statement that this is the end. It'd be a statement that our lives were not zriya, we're not planting, for something greater, for something more precious. But by the Rabbonu Shel Olam, he's bedafka coming to teach us a lesson. And the lesson is that what looks like apparent oblivion and catastrophe, that nothing imaginable can come from this, he says, dafka from this will come the Yeshua. How? Only he knows. We can't possibly know. Only he knows how to reform us, how to recreate us while we're still alive, b'chayei chayenu, to reform us through Yisurim, through terrible things that we don't understand, through kol minei tzaras. He reforms us while we're still alive without having to turn the world back to tohu vavohu. That's not something that anybody can do. Only the Rosh Hashanah can do that. That's Tisha B'Av. Astira. No future, and it's the total future. The Imri Amis said, Parshas Miketz, on Tuf Resh Tzadi Vav, that was 1935 in the English calendar. The Torah had already risen to power several years before. The Germans, Yimach Shemam, would invade Poland in less than 4 years. And the Emory Emes said, he said, on the Pasuk, in Miketz, when Yosef's brothers come to meet him, of course they don't know it's Yosef. It says, Vayomer Ish al Achiv, Aval Hashemim Anachnu. Hashemim Anachnu. And he said the name of the Chedush Yarim, Shashvatim Osu Ata Tshuva. Yosef heard that the Shvatim were doing Tshuva because they said, Aval Hashemim Anachnu. And what was Yosef's reaction? The Yosef Choshav Shekvar Mizman Chozru B'Tshuva. He was appalled. Now they're doing Tshuva? It took this long? The Yosef Choshav Shekvar Mizman Chozru B'Tshuva. Ubochar Shelo Hikiru B'Chet Ad Ato. And he began to cry that they didn't realize that what they had done wasn't right until now. V'zeo dichsi v'yisov ma'aleim v'yefk. Yosef turned, went into a private room, and there he cried. Mishum kach, says the Imri Emes, the churban was already on its way. Mishum kach nimsheches ha'golus shel hayom kol kach harbe zman. That was the Maisa of Osimen Labonim. The Golos would last for a long, long time. Yosef saw it then. They haven't realized. Only now they realize that they did something that wasn't the Seder, that was wrong. With all their cheshbonos. But only now they realize. Like the Medrash says, Kol Hatzorash Yiril Yosef Yiril Etzion Adagula Shlema Ksiv Bimistarim Tivke Nafshki. Gemara and Chagiga talks about the Pasuk that says Bimistarim Tivke Nafshi, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu cries in a private place called Mistarim. He's going with Rashi. He says V'isa Dahayna Bevate Gavoy, on the inside, hidden away. Yosef turned away from his brothers, went inside and cried by himself. He cried by himself. Yosef then washed his face and he came out and he conducted himself as though nothing had happened. Strong, powerful. On the outside, everything looked as though nothing had changed. But his tears had already drenched his inner chamber. So Maisa Ovo Simon Labanim, the goal would be very long. Why? Because it took calamity to awaken them. And Rachmana Litzlan, it takes us calamity also to wake up. We should realize long before, until we're hit by a sledgehammer, then we wake up. Meshech Chachma says that the difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, quotes the Yerushalmi. The pasuk says, "Im yu chataechen kashani kashela yalbinu miyadimu katola katzemer yiyu." We read it in Yeshaya. "Im yu chataechen kashani kashela yalbinu." Says the Yerushalmi Zubayis Rishon. "Im yadimu katola katzemer yiyu." If your sins will be as red as a crimson dyed thread, then I will make them afterwards as white as snow. And so the thread attached to the mikdash, the other half of which was together with the Seir Mishtaleach during Bayis Rishon, would turn as white as snow. Bayis Sheni, though, their chatoim were different. And by Sheni, Im Yadimu Katola Katzemer Yu. If they'll be as red as the blood of the Tola, this mollusk or worm, then it can only become as white as the fleece of a sheep, not as white as snow, which is much brighter. Yerushalmi says that Tobias Rishon can be as white as snow, and by Sheni, can be white only like that of the fleece of a sheep. Meshech Chachma writes, "Skacha Yu Yisrael b'mikdash rishon, nizgala avonam." Their avonos were revealed; they were on the outside. Shavonam lohea rak begolui. Their averas were only begolui. Aval bipnimius levavam, but inside their hearts. Hayamole avas haTorah v'avas Yisrael. In the first mikdash, it's true they were over on Gilarayis, on Shvichas Domim, on Avodah Zorah. Terrible averas. Averas of passion, averas of anger, averas of twisted ways to try and get ahead in the world. But they had Avas Torah. Yoram ben Achav was an Obed of Avodah Zorah, just like his father. He'd be willing to give away everything to his enemies. When they asked him for the Torah, he wouldn't give them the Torah. They loved the Torah. They were Yidden. Yidden with big averas. But they were Yidden. And they loved Yisrael. They loved each other. They saw how precious every Jew was. No matter how different he was, no matter the kelim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, no matter the nature or the nurture, the glitches in his character, but they saw that every Jew was precious. The Mikdasheni Haya Chataeim Katola, though, the second base of Mikdosh, their chatoim were like tola, were like the blood of the mollusk of the worm, red, not a dyed thread, but red in itself. Sheheim odom besocho, kachaya behem bipnimiyusam sinas chinam umalshinus. Sinas chinam, malshinus, spoke about one another, spoke cruelly to one another, hated one another because of their differences. Like the Netziv says in his Akdamah to Bereishis, He says that the sinus chinim there, well, not sinus chinim between the tzdukim and the prushim, between the prushim and the tzdukim, mesanecha Hashem esna, to hate the tzdukim, they're coming to uproot Klal Yisrael. But they hated other prushim. The minute one parish didn't do like another, he assumed, oh, he must be a tzduki. And so the sinus chinim, which rotted away at their core, availed them only of a cleansing that would be as white as the fleece of a sheep, and not that as white of a snow, not that pure white. We're the children of Bayashani. Sometimes we're stubborn and believing that we're right, and it takes, God forbid, calamity to wake us up and make us realize that we're wrong. That's why Yosef cried then. There are other ways also, though, that we fall prey to sinus chinam. And perhaps that strikes a truer chord for some of us. Kliyakar says, he says, Ubatishabov Hayamaisa Maraglim. It's a very unusual pshat. He says it in this past week's parsha in Dvarim. Ubatishabov Hayamaisa Maraglim Bo Bayom Nolda Midasinas Chinam Be Israel. Can you imagine? We thought the issue on Tisha B'Av was lack of emuna, and he tells us that the midah of sinas chinam was born on that Tisha B'Av in the Midbar. Moshe Kosuv Vatomu B'Sinas Hashem Osanu Hotzianu. Like Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, this is what you said: B'Sinas Hashem Osanu. When you were afraid to enter into Eretz Yisrael, when you believed the stories of the Meraglim, that it's an Eretz Ocheles Yoshveh, you turned around and you said, Besinas Hashem Osanu Hotzianu. Hashem hates us. That's why he took us out of Mitzrayim. That's why he brought us here to be slaughtered here, in the land of the Kananim. And Rashi HaKodesh says, Omer madalibach alachmech madabalibe alech. You say about the one who loves you what really you're thinking about him. In English they call it projection. You hate, you say the other person hates you. And then he goes further. The Od, Me'acha Shetol Lomar Shakadosh Baruch Hu Sone Osam Bechinam. They'd already projected their hatred onto the Ribbono Shalom, saying that he hated them. And once already, that was the poisonous atmosphere. Me'acha Shetol Lomar Shakadosh Baruch Hu Sone Osam Bechinam. In came vadai teva ha'inyan mechayiv zeh shekol echad yisna es chavero. I hate, but I won't admit to that. Instead I'll say Hashem hates me. I hates me. What a miserable life. And from this is born my hatred of the next one and his hatred of me. This is not the sort of hatred, this is not the sort of stubbornness, of sina, of not backtracking on our errors, that's made because of incorrect analyses of things and requires a stronger backbone to realize I was wrong. It's not just holding on to Deos, that also, that we saw from Yosef and his brothers. But this is something that happens all the time. We hate the frumers, we hate the friars, we hate the guy who davens too fast, we hate the guy who davens too slow. This one annoys me, this one bugs me, I can't take this one, I can't take that one. Surely Hashem hates us, for sure, what's the question? After all, my life is not perfect. Isn't that the proof in the pudding? That must be the proof. He must hate me. Life is not glatt. And anyway, even if all this is not true, I'm such a piece of garbage anyway. How could he possibly love me, care for me? We're surrounded by a culture, by an atmosphere, by an environment of hatred for ourselves, for our others, Rahman Salam, for our Creator. It's no wonder we walk around in a constant state of anger, annoyance, hatred. It's a pachad. How far away we are from that boy who told his chavrusa in the Kovno ghetto. I can't be so audacious to ask you for life when so many thousands are being murdered all around me. But how can you deny me the opportunity to learn Torah? This is not Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rav Hanina ben Trajan. This is a 12-year-old boy. We don't cry alone on Tisha B'Av. The Shechina cries with us. The Shechina cries more than us. Why does Shechina cry? Says the Medrash, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYirmiyah, Anido Mahayom LaAdam Shehayah Lo Ben Yechidi I'm like a person who had an only son, Ve'asa Lo Chupa, and I prepared for his wedding, Umeis Beso Chupasa, and he was nifter in the middle of the Chupa. Ve'ein lecha ke'ev lo alive ho l'banai leichu kro la'avram le'yitzchel Yaakov u'moshe mikivreim she'im yodim livkos. The Shechina says to Yirmiyah Navi, call out the avos, call Moshe Rabbeinu, let them cry. I am like a father who lost his only son on the day of his chuppah. And we say to ourselves, we're still alive, aren't we? We're alive. Was Hashem crying for the millions that were lost then? Who is his only son that was lost? We're still here. And if he were crying for the millions that were lost then perhaps our kinos should be almost exclusively about the Shoah. That's much closer to us. The answer is, of course, Hashem cries. Of course, the Shechina cries for every Jew. The Shechina cries, the Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us, even for a Rasha who's executed. He's executed rightfully and lahalacha because he committed an avera that made him deserving of death in a Beis Din Shalmata. And the Shechina cries for him, Ki kilas Elokim talui. Shechina says, Kalani mizroi, kalani miroshi, kalani mikol gufi, tfobiyachol. Shechina says, I suffer. We should know, Derech Agav, we don't know what it means, but there is nothing in this world, certainly that a human experiences, that doesn't exist lamala. If we know what tzar is, if we know what it means to cry, then even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond all physical things, but there's a parallel there. There's a parallel in the Shamayim. Because if there weren't a parallel in the Shamayim, it wouldn't be in us. We're B'Tzelem Elokim.
crying, pain. We don't know how to interpret it, but the Shekhinah carries the collective pain of all of Klal Yisrael, of every individual, of all the communities, for thousands of years. So if the Shekhinah cries on a Rasha, Ki kilas Elokim talui, you mustn't let the Rasha, the Ovid of Avodah Zarah, who's executed and hung up just briefly before sunset. So Rebbe Moshe says, bring him down quickly, Ki kilas Elokim talui, come yoch, I can't take the pain. So imagine Kal Vachomer. How much is the pain of watching innocent children, of Gaonim and Tzadikim, of Rosh Yeshivas, of pure Jews, good, plain, Pasha Jews were filled with mitzvahs like Rimonim, and their bodies lie like Domin al Adoma. How much pain does the Shekhinah have? But again, why aren't all our kinos about the Shoah? That's much closer. We can see the pictures. We can go to Martef HaShoah, like Ravelsky said before, in Har Tzion, other places. So maybe the answer is in a mashal that Reb Simcha Bunim gave, Reb Simcha Bunim of Pshisch, the Rebbe Rabinim. He said a mashal. He wanted to explain the crying of Bimistarim Tiv Kenafshi Mipnei Geva, the crying of the Rabbonu Shalom, the private crying of the Rabbonu Shalom. He wanted to explain it with a mashal. And he said, Mashal Amelech, Shaya Bno Holech Baderech She'enu Yeshara. Immediately he starts off, interesting. A melech whose son was going on a derech she'enu yeshara. Hichlit ha-melech, melech decided lahadir, to take an oath, as beno mikol mamono, a neder that his son could not get any hanah from any of his mumon. V'holach v'toman kol otzrosov v'toch armon godol u'mefur. And he hid away all of his precious treasures, of which he said, I've made a nether, I'm not going to give it to my son unless he straightens out. He hid it in a beautiful, beautiful armon, in a beautiful palace. The choshev la'atzmo la yashuv v'no midarko ara. And he said, perhaps my son will turn back. Va'az Yigle v'yitein lo armon v'chol otzroso besocho, and then I will give him the armon and all of its treasures inside. U'acha shehit min ha-melech es ha-otzros be'oso ha-armon v'shum yilid isha lo yoda mitiv ha-otzros ha-yakorim ha-elu. And after he hid everything away in this exquisite palace, and no mortal had seen that which he had hidden away, lefesa pitom nafla dleika gdol of a sarfes kol armon al kol otzros hayikorim. And a fire broke out and burned everything down to the ground. Vine kol am bachu al sreifas armon. The people cried about the beautiful palace.
And the Sarim, Hayoshvim Rishon Ba Malchus Liar HaMelech, those Sarim, those who were closest to him, they knew a little bit more about what the palace looked like on the inside, not just the beauty on the outside, the facade, but they knew what the rooms looked like, the exquisite furnishings. Ashahi Rugilim Liros Es Yofi V'Hadras Ha'Armon Gambi B'Fnim Bochu Od Yoser. The Sarim cried even more because they knew what was the beauty of the inner part of the palace. But the Melech, Ulam HaMelech Atzmo Bocha Yoser Mikulam, he cried the most. Kim Levad Shebocha Al Chitzonios Upnimios Ha'Armon, because above and beyond the crying of the outside and the inside of the Armon, he cried because he was the only one who knew what was inside of the Armon. Says the Rebbe Binim, Avla Shechina Kedosha Sheyada Es HaOtzar Amiti Shenisrach Bechurban Beis HaMikdosh Hi Mekonenes Ubocha B'Yoser. Shechina cries more than we do. V'ze inyan b'mistarim ba'otzer hanistar, that which is hidden away, that which no one ever saw, or no one ever knew, only the Ribono Shel Olam knew. Sh'af echad lo yodo alav afilu lo amalochim v'hasrafim rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chod v'atzmo yodo alav tivke nafshi b'mistarim tivke nafshi. On that which was hidden, that which was private, that which only I knew about, there I cry, there the Shechina cries. Tivke nafshi, Hashechina bocha mar alav. Let's have a question. The Medrash says that the Shechina is crying over the loss of an only son. Rabbinim says the Shechina is crying all over the loss of an Otzar. We said before, but the only son is not gone, we are here. But more, didn't Rabbi Binim know the Medrash? The crying is about the son, not about the Otzar. Of course, he knew the Medrash. The Teretz is the Otzar is what we could be, what we should be, what one day we will be. But right now, that's lost. We don't have a bias Rishon. We don't have the Nevi'im and the Klal Yisrael of bias Rishon. We don't have a bias Sheni, and we don't have a Kleistro with an explosion of Torsha Valpeh. We don't have the Kehilos and the Shtetlach and the Gaonim and the Tzadikim and the Yeshivos and the beautiful simplicity of the door of the Churban from 70 years ago. All we have is the mirror to haunt us, the mirror with all its pettiness, with all its jealousy, with all its angers, with all its frustration. It's the same crying. The Shechina cries on us. We cry on ourselves. Let's assume that we're all crying. Let's assume the Shechina is crying. And let's assume that we're all committed to change. That we're committed to stop being as small as we possibly can be. And to struggle to try and be bigger realizing how we ourselves are special, how our neighbors are special, how in fact the Ribbono Shel Olam does love us. Let's assume that we're all committed to this. And we realize how Klal Yisrael is one unit, indivisible. And let's say Mashiach Chalila still doesn't come right now. Let's say it doesn't come right now. So what should we do? Should we, God forbid, hang ourselves, Chas V'Shalom, like the old feeble-minded Shamus in Reb Lieber's shul before Reb Yitzchak came to bring him a tikkun? Certainly hope not. But nonetheless, it's very disheartening. We struggle, we work, we try. We try to squeeze some tears out of the rock in our chest. And yet, it appears that nothing happens. We have a strange minhag. We didn't say, what Belsky mentioned earlier, we didn't say Tiskabel last night after the kinos. We didn't say today after the kinos. We will say it, however, at mincha time. Pasuk says in Eicha, the source for this is Gam, says the Beis Yosef, Gam ki ezak vashavea sasam tfilosi. Even though I beseech, even though I call out, Kadosh Baruch Hu has closed off my tefillah. This is the day of Sosam Tefilosi. See, but this in itself is not unusual, but if we think about it in light of the Gemara Brachos, it's mamash unexplainable. Listen to what the Gemara says. Amr Belozer, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash Ninulu Sharei Tfilo. The day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gateways of Tfilo were locked, were closed. Shenemar Gam Ki Ezak Vashavea Sasam Tfilo Si. Har Pasuk. The Gemara continues. Vafal Pi Shesharei Tfilo Ninulu Sharidima lo ninalu. Says the Gemara, even though the gateways of tefillah were locked, the gateways of tears were not locked. Shenemar, Shima tefilosi Hashem v'shavosi, Hazina el dimosi al techrash. Apostle can tell him. To my tears, you won't be silent. Says Rashi, since it doesn't say that you won't see my tears, Shma Mina, we see from this Nireis Hilefonov, the tefillah with the tears is seen before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ve'in tzorech lehispalel ela shetiskabel lefonov. All you need to ask is that it should be accepted. So I don't understand. The Gemara told us that the reason why our tefillahs are blocked off all year round is because there are no tears. And it learns it from the very same pasuk in Eicha that tells us that today we don't say Tiskabel. We don't say Tiskabel. But the issue is that we don't get through the gateway, as the Gemara Brachas told us. But with our tears, we do get through the gateways. And then all we need to ask is for it to be mekubal. We got through the gateways. How can you learn from the same pasuk that it's not mekubal? That it won't be accepted? What do we learn from the pasuk? Do we learn from the pasuk that we just can't get through the doorway? Or do we learn from the pasuk that even after you get through the doorway, it's not going to be accepted? I think the answer is So we said before, Gemara tells us that Tisha B'Av is different from every other day of the year. Every other day of the year is like Yosef. B'mistarim tiv kenafshi, the way Rashi is masbir, Kadosh Baruch Hu goes in private and cries. The Shekhinah goes in private and cries. And then Kaviyachol washes its face, Kaviyachol, and comes out and deals with us in regular fashion. But on Tisha B'Av, Gemara and Chagiga, that same Gemara says that he's even crying, again according to Rashi, Bevote Brai, on the outside. He said in Echav, Dimasa Alechya, the tears are still streaming down the cheeks of the Shekhinah. There's no washing up. There's no washing up. During the kinos, the tears are still there. Even on the outside, even with Vatei Vrai, the tears are still there. So Sam Tfilasi, it's blacked off. We don't say Tiskabel. But then comes Chatzos. And the Avodah of the Akinus is finished. Then comes Mincha. And we're going to say Tiskabel. Tisha B'Av teaches us how to cry. Tisha B'Av also teaches us how to be patient. Our job is to change. Our job is to cry. And the Shekhinah fulfills its job. The Shekhinah cries in private, and today the Shekhinah cried in public. The Shekhinah reshapes us, sometimes through terribly painful processes. But Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Klal Yisrael remains, even through the painful operations, even through all the suffering, even through all the darkness. Hashem says, I will not turn the world back to tohu vavohu. As you're standing before me, b'chayei chayeichem, I will reform you. It hurts sometimes. Many times it hurts. It hurts many people in different ways, all different tzaras, private tzaras and public tzaras. But I will reform you. We'll say tiskabel et mincha. The tears didn't go for naught. The tears are planted. The tears are always kept in the node, in the urn that Hashem carries all of our tears inside of it. They're all there. They're all waiting to be poel. And if we feel disheartened sometimes that after all the effort and Rachman Litzan all the tzoras, Mashiach is not here, we have to just keep on davening. Imro Adam Shispalel Lo Nene Mayase, says the Gemara, Yavzer Yispalel, Shneem Rakavel Hashem Chazak V'yamek Libecha V'kavel Hashem. The Gemara is not just telling us that if you don't succeed at first, try again. Because that would be, once again, very disheartening for us. I can't daven better than this. I can't cry more than this. This is like Neela for me. We're not trying to reach a bullseye. Just like the Ribbono Shalom is reforming us and remaking us as individuals and as a tzibur, so too every tefillah that we daven is like microsurgery, reattaching severed limbs, reattaching nerves that have been broken. Every tefillah does more and more and more and more, and finally one day, probably in a day when we have almost given up, probably we'll say, for sure he's forgotten us. Domed odi letzvi, he'll appear like a deer from behind a shrub from under the tree that was hidden from our sight.
still say, I'm here. So we keep on davening. And we keep on davening. And we say to ourselves, and we say to one another, Kaveh Hashem chazak v'yameitz v'becha v'kaveh Hashem.